This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Over the next decade and a half, automakers around the country and around the world are planning to replace gasoline-powered cars with electric ones. GM, for just one example, says that by 2035, they will eliminate all diesel and gas from their light-duty vehicles. But there's a big question mark. What about the batteries? Journalist Steve Levine has spent quite a bit of time thinking about batteries and the problems and solutions they bring. He's the author of the book Powerhouse, America, China, and the Great Battery War. He now edits the new online newsletter, The Electric, for the technology publication, The Information. Steve, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Steve, we talked to you back in 2015 about your book and the global race to develop the battery of the future. Is that battery here yet?
Well, you know what? It is. It is. This is a very surprising thing that that's 6 years ago now, and we were calling it back then the super battery, and it didn't come the way we thought it was going to come, which was in a blockbuster new invention, some new chemistry, or it came incrementally year by year. We're right now on the cusp of lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles that can power mass-market-priced electric cars.
Mass-market-priced is the key there. How much have these batteries, key to electric cars, come down in price toward that goal of making them available, not just to somebody who can lay out six digits for a car?
Right. Well, the number kind of tossed around is 89-90%. So they were, when I started looking at batteries, which was about 10 years ago, they were, the metric that's used is kilowatt hour per dollar per kilowatt hour. It was like $1,200, and the holy grail was 100. If you could get to $100 per kilowatt hour, then you would hit that point for the mass market electric vehicle. And we're right on the edge of that. Like we're at like 120 or something like that. And it's expected on the current trajectory in like 2023, we're going to cross over the line.
My understanding is that so far, a lot of these batteries, most of these batteries even, are made in China, but that may be changing. What's going on?
So, right. The batteries are unlike other kinds of technologies like cell phones, like silicon wafers, and so on, mobile devices. They're really heavy, and everything that goes into them is heavy. So therefore, it behooves you, if you're going to make an electric vehicle like Tesla is in the United States, and Ford and GM are moving into in a very big way, you want your battery factories and everything that goes into those batteries to be nearby. You want a local supply chain, and that's a big topic with me right now, which I'm very happy to dive into.
Yes, please do. We read some articles. This is why we called you now. A company called Redwood, somebody who had been part of Tesla, is trying to start up a big operation. Where are you looking in the United States for the battery production of the future?
Right. So this is such a it's a point of soul searching for Americans and for American industry. So it's just as you said that batteries, by and large, 80% of lithium-ion batteries are made in China, and all of the stuff going into the battery also is processed in China. So the ore, the cobalt, manganese, lithium, nickel, and all that comes from elsewhere, South America, Indonesia, from Africa. All that is shipped to China, and China's got this incredibly well-built out and mature processing industry. It takes it from that raw ore all the way to the battery grade electrodes that go into the batteries. It's that middle piece between the ore and those electrodes that we're missing. So we could also get the ore. We could also make the cells here, which is what people are talking about. No one is talking about that essential middle piece, and we can talk about the reasons for that. But that news that you just hinted at a minute ago is that Redwood Materials, which is a startup by J.B. Straubel, who made the battery packs that are behind the Tesla S, the Tesla X, all the Tesla line, and he designed the Gigafactory, the gigantic battery factory that's in Nevada. He left Tesla a couple years ago. He formed a recycling company. That's what Redwood Materials is. And then 2 weeks ago, he came out of nowhere, and announced, no one else is doing it. I'm going to build that middle piece. And on one hand, it's a wonderful moment if you care about, you know, the American economy and that the U.S. has control of its own future in this technology, electric vehicles. But it's a sad statement about American industry that none of the chemical companies, none of the auto companies, no one else, none of the financiers stepped up. And you know, I'm going to own that middle space. Instead, it's yet another protege of Elon Musk.
Talking to Steve Levine, he edits the newsletter The Electric, and he's the author of the book Powerhouse, America, China, and the Great Battery War. We're talking about the efforts to keep up with what's likely to be a rapidly growing demand for batteries for electric vehicles. Steve, it doesn't sound like an easy logistical job. I'm going to start up a battery factory here. I'm going to get raw materials, as you mentioned, from all over the world to do this. And I'm going to do it in a way that's price competitive with China so that people here in the U.S. will want to buy it for the cars they're making. I mean, it's not an easy step that automakers or battery makers or chemical makers would want to jump into, right?
Well, we have a history of chemical industry. Where did DuPont come from? Where did Dow come from? All that stuff was invented here. The center of the global chemical industry is in the United States, and so we surrendered all of that decades ago. I should say all of that, much of that, and so we do have the history. We have the muscle memory. We're missing. Of course, I want to stipulate that you are correct. It is not easy, and it takes the folks who are in this business in South Korea, in China. Those are the two main players, but also Japan. They spend years, like 5 years and more, perfecting the formula that it takes, the quality it takes to go into an electric vehicle. So it is a big thing, but. Surrender that and say we're not going to do it. We're not going to get into that. It strikes me as a losing attitude. One of the problems, one of the reasons, besides the difficulty of doing it, is that the folks with the money, the investors, and you know we're talking hedge funds, private equity, venture capitalists from Silicon Valley. They want to finance buzzy startups, EV startups, and battery startups. They want to get behind General Motors' latest effort. The idea of creating of going into the chemicals, into the materials industry is sort of sort of boring for them. Maybe it is boring, but it's the meat and potatoes of it's the strategic meat and potatoes of a competitive battery and electric vehicle industry.
And I've been going along with kind of an assumption here that there's going to be a demand for these batteries for electric vehicles because there's going to be more and more of these vehicles made. Is that true?
Okay. So that we're all going under the assumption that when electric vehicle sticker price is the same or less than gasoline-driven cars, that people will give them, consumers will give them a hard look, and they'll start buying them in very large numbers. That is an assumption. No one can say whether that's true or not. We're going to find out, you know, in 2023, 2024, 2025. But, you know, the whole world is the whole global auto industry is making the assumption that that does happen, that there is a transformation. And when I say making the assumption, GM and Ford and Volkswagen, all three of them have committed $30 billion each to their individual efforts spending by 2025, just in the next 4 years. That's a lot of money to put down. That's a big bet.
In just our last few moments, Steve, charging stations. If I got a battery in my car, I got to refill it. How important a part of the puzzle is this?
Huge. That is huge. So we have in our brain, you have it in your brain, I have it in mine, everyone you know does too, that we're not worried ever about the gasoline in our car. We're home, the car's almost empty. We know that we can drive 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 miles max any time of day or night and get it filled. Not the same with electric cars. You know, we don't know where the charging stations are. We don't know when we can drive in and get a charge, or how long it's going to take. Before we seriously look at buying an electric car, we have to have kind of in our assumptions, I know that I can charge that up, and I also know that I can charge it up in a reasonable amount of time, you know, 15-20 minutes max. I can get 200 miles on my car and get out of the station. So that has to happen.
Steve, thanks again for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Steve Levine is author of the book Powerhouse, America, China, and the Great Battery War. He edits the online newsletter The Electric for the technology publication The Information. He joined us for a look at the changing battery industry, maybe production, coming to the United States to meet the needs of electric vehicles.